When you taught philosophy courses at college, what did you do when presenting ideas you rejected? Well, the best example is my intro course, which I gave many places. I took each issue that we covered, like God, free will, and so on. I defined the alternative positions possible on that issue, objectivism being one. I gave the arguments for and against each position as an advocate of that position, treating no one as better than the other. Then I gave a paper in which they had to choose one and refute the arguments against it, defend it. Then the paper came back. I made sure to give at least one A to every category to preserve fairness of grading. And then I told them which one I accepted and why. I told it to them briefly, and I said, if anyone interested, come to the office, and I'll be happy to explain. Now, on higher levels of class, I didn't do anything like that. I announced at the outset, these are my ideas insofar as relevant to the course. I'm going to keep them out so far as I can in studying this text. But once in a while, I'll express my act of disagreement. If you're interested in why, you come after class. And you find that a few come and are very interested, and the great majority don't care. It wouldn't make any difference whether you read the Critique of Pure Reason or Gall's speech to them. They'd have the same reaction, which is, when is the bell going to ring and get out of here? Maybe that's too strong, maybe more than a few. But the ones that are really interested, if you let them know that that topic exists and you're happy to discuss it, will come. That's what I did. It says, as far as ideas I rejected, I presented them as accurately as I possibly could. As best I could imagine how Plato would present his argument or how Kant would, that's how I did it. If you listen to some of my history of philosophy tapes, you will hear that even to an objectivist audience, I tried to do that. I separate fact from commentary.